As I'm sure some of you discussed, it was not so clear, is this a halacha? You have to make yourself a rabbi? Or is it nice advice, right? And the other question I'm sure some of you discussed was, okay, what does it mean to make yourself a rabbi? Does that mean for advice, someone to schmooze with? Or what's the other option? A posek, someone to give you psak. Halacha. So maybe some of you noticed that the Rambam seem to give two kind of different perspectives on this. In one source, he seems like you should have one rav to tell you, give you guidance. You're not jumping all over the place, and gives you halachic psak, and that's what it means to have a rav. But in his explanation of Mishnayos, he gives a different explanation, and his language is really, really fascinating for those who saw it. He says, Afilu lo haya ra'ui liyot lecha rab. Make for yourself a rabbi, even if he shouldn't be a rabbi for you, even if he doesn't know any more Torah than you. Aval simeu l'rav atzi tim sor lo alimud v'tusag lecha hachma l'fi she'en limud adam me'atzmo k'limudo mezulato. Nonetheless, every person needs a rabbi, even if the rabbi doesn't know any more Torah than you. It's kind of like a chavrusa, because when you learn with someone else, it's much more powerful than when you just learn on your own.
It's like having a voice of consciousness.
Right. It's like having a voice of consciousness. But the way the Rambam is putting it here is it's kind of like a somewhere in between a chavrusa and a rab and like a mentor. And it actually makes sense. Asel lecha rav uknei lecha chaver. And make for yourself a friend. So the two are interlinked. Okay, so we have these two interesting perspectives. A rabbi. Rabbi. Rav Shlomo says that we live in the generation not of rabbis so much and students, but more of friends. We're all helping. We're all supporting each other.
Holy brothers
and holy sisters supporting each other. Now, it's interesting the language, the Mishnah of asel charav, right? In other words, it's not that the rav should asel chatamid. Okay, that's another Mishnah to Pirkei Avos. Have u tamidim harba, have many tamidim. But here, Rav Yeshua ben Pracha is putting the chiyuv. Who's got to go and make for themselves the rabbi? You, it's your obligation. You got to go track down Rav Tani and call him and write him an email. Don't expect him to come chasing after you. Okay, we amongst ourselves should tell ourselves, come on, they're not going to really do that. We have to chase after them. But in terms of what Pirkei Avos is telling us, in an ideal world, it's on you to form that relationship with that rabbi. Okay? Now, why? Why do we need a rabbi? Why can't I just have a bunch of friends? Why is it asel charav? Why is it so important, according to Rabbi Yeshua, to make for yourself a rabbi? I would break it down to the practical perspective and the spiritual perspective. So somebody give me a practical perspective. Why in a practical? Yeah.
Because you get a lot more out of the reason and other opinions and other people's ways.
Okay. So when you speak it out, you hear new opinions, and when you're learning with someone else, it makes you wiser.
You internalize it.
You internalize it much more when you speak it out, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. He tells you where you're off base and he'll link you back to Sina. In fact, what we're reading right now is really usher. It's usher to write down the Torah, except Eid Lasod Hashem. The Gemara says, okay, we have no choice, so we'll write down the Torah. But really, it has to be oral, has to be person to person, because when you write it down, it's dead. It's like for that generation. Maybe that's why Rabbi Nachman ripped up all his books when he got there. And Baal Shem Tov also, he says the same thing. He says, you can't really read my books. It's got to be a personal connection. But we have no choice, so we read books. Right, great. Okay. Any other thoughts? What I was thinking on my modern perspective is about the importance of, on a practical level, of accountability. This is something I think we spoke about this the first mishmar on Monday night at my house on that Sior Slichos. And I was telling you guys my theory, RCPA, of how to achieve your goals. And if you guys remember, there's one thing that most people forget, which is the most crucial aspect in order to actually achieve your goals in life. Anybody remember what the word was? Accountability. Oh. Somebody was listening. Chazar. Good luck. Awesome. Great. Great. Right? It in other words, it's great that we all have goals. Everyone wants to achieve what we want to achieve. Amazing. But the only way that things actually get done, because we are so fickle and emotional beings that give into our taivas, as anyone who's ever had a cheesecake when they knew they just didn't really need it, but they still found themselves eating that cheesecake, is you need someone to hold you accountable, to hold your hand and say, are you really living up to your, to being the best you that you can be? And I think I shared the stat back then that if a person just has a goal that he thinks in his head, what are the odds percentage-wise that they're going to achieve that goal? 5 to 10%. What are the odds if he writes it down? 20 to 30%. What are the odds if he has a life coach or a Rebbe or 85 to 90%? 85 to 90%. I skipped one of those. Yeah, I skipped having someone who's not holding you accountable. But
1,000%.
That's a promise. Isn't that crazy though? But how much of a, to be honest, how many of us right here have people who hold us accountable for stuff? I admit it myself. I really, besides for Elon, I wish I had, I had my goal this year to have someone hold me accountable. It didn't really happen, but I think it's a big flaw. I think we all need Rebbeim, best friends, wives, whatever it is, you know, iPhone, I don't know, apps. We need someone to really hold us accountable, because otherwise we all know ourselves, we're going to just flip back into our habits.
Eat that cheesecake.
Right? Eat that cheesecake. Have that Ben and Jerry's.
Eat another cereal.
Miss that chakras. And go back to our habits. And that's why all these inspiring speeches and TED Talks are all mostly a waste of time. Because most of us don't take that inspiration and link it to something real. Link it to a friend who's going to hold us accountable. If we just had another inspiring night in the old city and it was like, oh, that was really nice. We sang some songs. But we've already had like 20 of these. What are we doing with it? Do we have a person here who's going to hold us accountable to actually making those changes that we want to happen actually happen? Okay, so now let me ask you guys, who here is willing to actually think right now, take seriously someone in their life who can hold them accountable for one goal that they really want to achieve next year? By a raise of hands, is it just Julie? I know, I'll do it. Kavod. Why not? We want to achieve these goals. We know what we need to get there.
Why don't they each take you as their responsibility guide to do all their goals?
I will have...
He'll totally do it.
How about me and... How about all the rabbis? We'll share the burden.
One goal. That's like 4-10 goals you have to take care of, babe. You could totally do that.
No, why don't we take care of your goals? To say that we will learn next year at least something, and that they're going to call us up and make sure that we kept our...
Absolutely.
Trust me.
Absolutely.
This guy will call you.
I actually will bother you. Believe me. I'm annoying with the guy. Bezrat Hashem. But all the rabbis, Bezrat Hashem. Use us. Use us to be your accountability life coaches. We want to be used. We want, the cow wants to give its milk more than the calf wants to suckle. We really, that's what Gemara says. It's Gemara.
It's so funny, Gemara. No one else thinks that's funny.
I thought it was funny.
You guys are way too much.
Good luck. Good luck. Okay, so that's on a practical level. On the spiritual level, for all us Hasidic souls out there, the Netivot Shalom offered another perspective on why it's so important to have a Rebbe in a Mekabel. And some of you saw it inside. It was very chazak, the way he put it. He was talking about Birchat Kohanim, last week's Parsha. And he's saying... Nachon. First of all, like Ezra's pointing out, the Gemara teaches us that if you have to choose a Rebbe, he has to be like an angel. You have to look for someone who's like an angel. Now that's a little hard to find because most rabbis are kind of people.
And even if he knows a lot of Torah and a lot of Halacha,
he's still not quite an angel. So, what does it mean to be an angel? You know? Girl, you're my angel. You're my dad. So that might be one. One. So I heard one shot that I really liked. An angel is, he has no essence. He has no free will. He's not doing it for himself. He's totally a shliach, that's what a malach means, of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when you're choosing a Rebbe for yourself, you got to choose someone or try to choose someone who has no personal gaiva, like Moshe Rabbeinu. He's not doing it to, he's not telling you what he wants to tell because he wants to show off. He's not distorting the Torah to be, do his agenda. He's a malach. He just wants to represent the Hashem, and Hashem is flowing through that person. Now, obviously, that's a high ideal to strive for, and you're not necessarily on your campus going to find a Rebbe who is always going to be on that high level. And that's why the Rambam that we saw originally, if you don't have a Rebbe, even if he knows less than you, still get yourself a Rebbe, because we all need someone to hold us accountable. But, Bezrat Hashem, if we do have the zchut to choose a Rebbe, we should look for someone who's doing it for Hashem, whose mamish not putting his ego involved. Yeah?
Also, it's wonderful that you live in a 10-pound age, you're not having to do it if he's physically around you.
Okay.
It's wonderful, you can step up a route with the local Chabad rabbi, or the person who's on the health initiative, whatever it is. But you can have Skype groups with your rabbi in here, or people who are in other universities who want to have a route. And also just another similar, maybe different approach to this, that Gemara about how the Domer Rav Lamalach is that maybe that there's also that it goes out that it's completely pure, it's all just divine intent, but maybe that he, when we think of an angel, it's a divine entity, it's connected to another realm. When we encounter an animal, we encounter the divine. It's an inspiring experience. So you have a Rebbe who inspires you, you feel some kind of connection with the Shekhinah in his presence, and when he speaks to you, I think that's a crucial element.
I wanted to stress one more. Thank you, Ezra, first of all. And I wanted to stress one more approach, and that's Nativa Shalom. Nativa Shalom, hopefully some of you saw inside. He talks about how everything in life is basically a giver and a receiver. In fact, that's how Hashem created the world. God is the giver, and he needed someone to receive his love, that Ava. And that's us. We're the receivers. You look at nature. We have the giver, the heavens. The rain is the connection, the love. And then the receiver is the ground, and then things sprout, right? The whole world is put in this way. You look at the way children are born, right? We have the giver, the receiver, and that's how life happens. So just as that is true in the physical realm, explains the Holy Slonimer beautifully that, and this is amazingly strong, Harif. The only way, get that in, the only way to grow spiritually is if you are receiving from a giver. Not just on a practical level, we need someone to hold us accountable, but on an neshama level, Torah can only be received from a giver to receiver. That's why we have this Masorah of Rebbe to Talmud. And so it's not good enough, my friends, to simply read books. Because Torah is not an intellectual exercise. Like Rav Rosenfeld was saying, Torah is a spiritual exercise where you need to open yourself up to receive from a Rebbe who's giving. A Rebbe who's letting the Shekhinah flow through him into you. I know we're getting a little Hasidic, a little spiritual, but that's Nativa Shalom's beautiful explanation of the importance of Aseh Lecha Rav. So whether you do it on a physical, on a practical level, or whether you look at it on a spiritual level, I really want to bless us all and encourage us all to really make a commitment to them, to yourselves, to be proactive on your campus, to have friends who are Rebbeim, to have Rebbes who are Rebbeim, to know that TVA is your home, and to come visit us, to call us, to email us, and really to do everything you can to maintain that connection of love for this Rebbe Talmud relationship to continue. Bezrat Hashem, this should not be a Shana year experience, but as the future Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Yair likes to say, it's Shana forever. Meaning this relationship, God willing, should be forever. I'll be honest, listen, for many of my Talmidim, it wasn't a forever relationship because they didn't take that initiative. They didn't really care. But if anyone here, on a personal level, anyone here wants to have a relationship, I personally would love to continue the relationship and maintain that relationship. Aww. And you guys can come visit us in our new apartment in Nachlo next year, and we can Tish and Bezrat Hashem. What? Tonight we found an apartment. Yeah, Baruch Hashem.